The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
A few words about Social Security. It is a special fund from participants, and it was never meant to be touched except for Social Security recipients who are the participants. For many decades, members of Congress have taken large sums of money from this fund, many thousands, and they left IOUs in return. This was after they were admonished to never touch that fund. Those stolen amounts were never returned, and now Congress is telling us that Social Security is collapsing. It's the fault of the same lying scoundrels who illegally took that money for their own projects. So let's keep the blame where it belongs. And now the commentary. Kudos to my loyal listener and friend, Charles Slay, who suggested this very timely commentary called, How Much Time Is Left? It has been floating around for a number of years, but it seems to me, and it will to you, that we're almost close to the end. About the time our original 13 states adopted their new constitution in 1787, Alexander Tyler, a Scottish history professor, had this to say about the fall of the Athenian Republic some 2,000 years earlier. Quote, A democracy is always temporary in nature. It cannot exist as a permanent form of government. Democracy will continue to exist until the time that voters discover they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, those nations always progressed through the following sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back to bondage. Because of our current administration, we have never been closer to losing our beloved country as we know it, but we must not give up. Thus far, every move of the Obama administration has weakened us by design, and now, if Obamacare prevails, we are surely sliding into socialism. By the way, why can't all of us have the same health care that the 500-plus members of Congress and the administration have without any public or government option? And we the people should not be paying the premiums for the Congress. They make enough or too much in the way of salaries and pensions. They should pay their own premiums. Are they better than we are? I say hell no. Either we have equal health care for all Americans or leave it all in the private sector, and the poor should receive money from the government to go and get their own private health care. Let's keep the government out of it. And we must allow every citizen to purchase health care from any state in the country, not just the state they live in. Also, I do not want some bureaucrat to tell me when I must die. I would like to leave that up to God. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.